Shumas, Perk Tesmish Navav. Hatevel Gidulov Mutarim Bedavar Shazaro Chola. If one takes Tevel, and then Mestame, he replants it into the ground, and then something grows from it, that which grows from it, Bedavar Shazaro Chola, which means, let's say it's a vegetable that disintegrates, the seed would rot in the ground if left there too long, therefore what grows from this replanting is Mutter. What does it mean that it's Mutter? The Rav says it's Mutter Bachilas Arai, snacking. Now we know by Tevel, one is allowed, if Miruach was not done, if one did not make a heap and smooth out a heap yet, where it was then Kaveya Maestris, he's allowed a snack on Tevel. So the question here is, what was replanted into the ground, was that something that originally had a heap? Or was it something that did not have a heap? Did that also come from, let's say he took out Tevel, he ripped off, you know, a stalk of something, now it's Tevel, and then he replants it into the ground. And then something grows from that. So the Rav seems to say that that's the case, because the Rav says, "Ba'achilas arai kisha'ochol tevel shaloid nigmar malachto." When he eats this tevel that did not have its gemar malacha, it sounds like it never had its gemar malacha, he replanted it, and he can still snack on it. But, l'char, if that's the pshat, that means that there's no chiddush here, because if I'm allowed to snack on something that was never made into a heap, so of course if I take that something and I plant it into the ground, and now something grows from that, which is even further removed from it, because we know that it's not even midiraisa, it's not even considered truma, or it's not considered tevel. Anything that comes out of what you plant is just called the koyach of that, like the Mishnah Rishayin explains. So, what's the chiddush of telling us that it's mutter to snack on the growths of that? Of course it's mutter to snack on the growths of that. So maybe it's because of the safe of the Mishnah. But some girsas have in the Rav, that the Rav is saying, like similar to the way Taisis Yantar brings a Ran, and it's Mashal, this is the Ran is saying, that we're actually dealing with Tevel that was put into a heap, and was Kaiveya Maisa, but you never took off Mais, Trumas and Maisa. So it was once a heap, and then you took from this heap and replanted it into the ground. And the Chiddush is that the Rav says you're allowed, if something grows from it, you're allowed to eat from something that grows from it, Bachilas Arai, snacking, and the Girsa of the Rav is Kishar Tevel Shaloi Nigmarachu, just like other Tevel that we treated as if other Tevel that did not have its Gemar Malacha. Even though initially it was sourced from something that had its Gemar Malacha, it was sourced from something that had a heap and smoothed out, we treat it as if just like it didn't have that, because Lamaisa, it's a growth of something that was replanted. And now the Mishnah continues, Aval B'davar, She'ein Zaro Chola, but if we're dealing with something that the seed does not disintegrate, Gidule Gidulin Asurin. Not only are what grows from it Asur, but even things that grow from the growths, if you keep replanting the growths, those are also Asur. We're much more machmir by a dover she'ein zaro kola, by something that's going to last a long time in the ground. So let's stop for a second and just focus. If we have an onion, for example, which is one of the cases of a dover she'ein zaro kola, it doesn't disintegrate. So we're more machmir and we say that it's aser. All the things that grow out of it is aser. Remember, we had the two different ways to learn the Rav, the two different girsas. If you learn that the Rav meant and was specifically only talking about something that when it was taken out, it was never a heap in the first place. The Rav said there was no Gemar Malachtoi ever, and he replanted. He just plucked something out of the ground and replanted it. So normally the din is, if you take an onion out of the ground, and it's Tevel, so you're allowed to snack on Tevel. For some reason, if you replant Tevel, it would mean that this case, since it's an onion and you replant it, l'chore what it's telling us is that it's Aser. And we're even more machmer by the growth of the replanting than by the actual vegetable itself, which is a big chiddush. Masha Enkin, if you learned the way we learned like the Ran, that the beginning of the Mishnah was where he actually made Tevel into a heap, but he just never took off Trumas and Maestris. Then the Chiddush was only in the Reisha, in the beginning of the Mishnah, by something that disintegrates. We said that if you plant it, what comes out of the planting, that we matered. But in this case, it seems to make more sense, because now in this case, if it's a Davar She'ein Zaro Kol, if it's going to last a long time, there we're not going to be Mekel, and we're Machmer, because Lamaisa, it once was a heap of Tevel, and if it was not replanted in the ground, it would be Usser. So now over here, we're going to, even though it's just a growth of something that was replanted, we're going to make it Aser too. So if you're going to learn like the second way in the Rav, this part of the Mishnah is not being more machmir than regular Tevel that wasn't replanted. Anyway, weiter in the Mishnah. Ezu davar she'ein zaro chola. So what's an example of something that does not disintegrate in the ground, that the seed does not disintegrate? Kegoin haluf vashum vabtsalam. Luf is a type of onion, shum, garlic, vabtsalam, and other onions. Rabbi Yehuda omer hashum kisa'irim. Rabbi Yehuda says that garlic is like barley. So what do we mean by that? So the Rav is two pshatim. One is that just like barley, that's the quickest thing to rot in the ground, barley. So he's saying that garlic is davar she'zaro kola. It disintegrates just like barley. Or the second pshat is that he's giving a size, that garlic is taller than the size of the garlic, that if the garlic is going to grow to the size of barley, so it's going to last, and it's considered a davar she'ein zaro kala. But if it's going to grow the size less than barley, then it disintegrates, it's considered zaro kala. But the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.